Happy Father's Day. It's very early in the morning, and I pray that you will be blessed on this day if you are a father or a mother who plays a dual role as both father and mother. And we will concentrate on Proverbs 23:22. Proverbs 23:24. Dear God, we come to you and ask that you would anoint this word and this broadcast as we speak to a very important issue, and that is leadership of Black fathers and fathers everywhere around the world. I pray that you would send your Holy Spirit to wrap me in your arms and guide me as I continue the broadcast. Amen. So, as we look to you, Lord, we continue this scripture, Proverbs 23:22. Listen to your father who gave you life, and do not despise your mother when she is old. Proverbs 23:24, the father of a righteous child has great joy. A man who fathers a wise son rejoices in him. So again, I say happy Father's Day to all men around the world, because you have a very important task. And that is to care for those whom God has entrusted to your care. Many do not understand that God owns the children, even though your seed is planted into the uterus of a mother. It is God who gives them life. And so they are entrusted to your care. I've heard many fathers and mothers say, I brought you into this world and I can take you out, but actually that is not the truth. God brings the children into the world, and he lends them to you. So, this is going to be a prayer. And I have posted basically the same words on my Facebook page. But dear loving Father of all, God of this universe and this world to come, it is with deep reverence that I pray for help, hope, love, strength, empowerment, protection, and mercy for fathers. Earthly fathers, I pray your continued blessings and gift of instruction upon them, and especially those who are met with oppression and aggression. I pray that you also bless those mothers who are heads of household, who stand in the shoes of fathers. God, you know just what to do. Continual mercy. We know that you are looking down with healing, prosperity, compassion, and guidance to help build strong families grounded in faith and eternally energized by your Holy Spirit. Bless now, I pray, as we accept that you renew our strength. We will mount up with wings of eagles and continue to run the good race, keeping our eyes focused on you for guidance and leadership. Accept this our petition and our prayer in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus. We pray and all agree by saying amen and amen. thank you for listening.